I've heard this before. It's beautiful. And I have no idea what she's saying. Seattle Opera Education Associate Jonathan Dean says opera can be tough to understand.
We perform in all sorts of languages. The other reason is that singing distorts words.
Which is why he says English captions are one of the most significant developments in opera.
They're responsible for a lot of the converts to opera that we've had in the last 20 years.
They're like movie subtitles that run above the stage.
The technology with the captions now makes it much, much easier to access the drama.
And Une Belle D becomes One Fine Day. There are high-tech ways to find out about opera. Before you reach the theater, check out Seattle Opera's website. You can find a link on 710cairo.com. Here you hear Don Giovanni, an upcoming opera. This says it's by Mozart. The synopsis explains it's about an aging Casanova, and click here.
He is a dynamite singer.
That's opera general director Spade Jenkins talking about the lead. Some opera companies plan to put entire operas on the internet, bringing Puccini to the podcast generation. Puccini gets another modern twist. General manager Peter Gelb says the New York Metropolitan Opera has invited Anthony Minghella to direct Madame Butterfly.
It's the first opera he's ever directed.
Minghella usually directs movies like The English Patient.
Promise me you'll come back for me.
I promise.
And I think the same audiences who appreciate his movies and the aesthetic sensibility that goes into them will appreciate this production.
There are new spins on old favorites, but next we'll look at entirely new operas. I'm Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo.